Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of a tenor saxophone giant who returned to the United States in 1976 after spending 14 years in Europe. It's Homecoming, Dexter Gordon in the late 1970s, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Thank you. Dexter Gordon on soprano saxophone there, playing How Insensitive, the Antonio Carlos Jobim composition from his 1977 Columbia LP, Sophisticated Giant. We're playing Dexter Gordon's recordings from the late 1970s on this edition of Nightlights. Gordon, the legendary tenor saxophonist who had been a part of both the Central Avenue scene in Los Angeles and the 52nd Street bebop scene in New York in the 1940s, had spent most of the 1950s in jail for narcotics convictions and had gone to Europe in 1962 for a stay that ended up lasting 14 to 15 years. Those years in Europe were healthy and productive ones for Gordon, who spent most of them in Copenhagen. But he found himself drawn back to the United States in the mid-1970s, particularly after two gigs at New York City's Storyville and Village Vanguard clubs that provoked a thunderously enthusiastic reception from jazz fans. That was just overwhelming, Gordon told writer and musician Robert Palmer. What can I say? It made the heart glad. Another result was that music executive Bruce Lundvall approached Gordon on the spot after one performance and offered to sign him to Columbia Records, an offer that Gordon accepted with the reply, CBS, yeah. Gordon was 53 when he returned to the Village Vanguard for another stand, one that Columbia recorded and released as a 2-LP set called Homecoming. It was the first of several records that Gordon would make for the label and one that firmly reestablished him as a major player on the 1970s American jazz scene. Some chroniclers of jazz history have seized upon this as a signal moment for jazz's return to a more traditional, classic sound after the emergence of free and fusion jazz in the 1960s and 1970s. Gordon, however, was not treading water or merely reprising older sounds. During his time in Europe, he continued to grow and evolve as an artist. When he played the Vanguard, he brought with him a band of younger musicians, including Woody Shaw on trumpet, Ronnie Matthews on piano, Stafford James on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Here they are from the Columbia double album Homecoming on Nightlights. Thank you. Dexter Gordon doing John Coltrane's composition Moment's Notice from the 1978 LP Manhattan Symphony. Gordon, a big influence on Coltrane when Coltrane was up and coming, and then Dexter borrowed some of that influence back later on after Coltrane had gone on to make his great musical breakthroughs of the late 1950s and the 1960s. Gordon back there by George Cables on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Eddie Gladden on drums. Before that, we heard Gordon doing trumpeter Woody Shaw's Little Red's Fantasy, live from the album Homecoming. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Homecoming, Dexter Gordon in the late 1970s on Nightlights. Listening to music by tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon from the late 1970s on this edition of Nightlights. One of the great things that happened to Dexter Gordon after he moved back to America in the spring of 1977 was that he had the opportunity to finally develop a working band for the first time in his professional life. Gordon referred to it as his dream band, and it stayed together for about 2 years. It featured George Cables on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Eddie Gladden on drums. Here's a live recording that band made at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco in March of 1979. More Than You Know, Dexter Gordon on Nightlights. Thank you. tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon performing I Told You So from the 1978 Columbia LP Manhattan Symphony. Dexter accompanied there by George Cables on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Eddie Gladden on drums. We also heard the same group performing live at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco in March of 1979, doing More Than You Know off a Mosaic Records collection of that group's live performances. Dexter Gordon would go on to make a few more records in the 1980s, and most famously to earn an Academy Award nomination for his role in the 1986 jazz movie Round Midnight. Failing health would prevent him, however, from staying at the musical heights that he had found upon his return to the United States in the late 1970s. We'll end the program with a standard from the 1940s recorded for Manhattan Symphony. Dexter Gordon asked George Cables to play this at the Village Vanguard one night after a gig had ended and only a few friends were sitting around. Cables wasn't sure of the tune, so Gordon pulled out his horn and taught it to the pianist. They began to play it together, and by the end of it, according to Cables, a consensus had emerged that the tune should be on the next record. Here's Dexter Gordon with As Time Goes By on Nightlights. Mm-hmm. Tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon performing as Time Goes By from the 1978 album Manhattan Symphony, accompanied by George Cables on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Eddie Gladden on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.